Hi everybody, welcome to Winning Over Cancer series. My name is Evrim Numanoğlu Özgen and I am your host. This interview series is about how to overcome your fears, take your power back and learn the secrets to living a cancer-free life. As you might already know by now, I'm passionate about helping people choose life, healing and health so they can stay with their loved ones. Today, we have a very special guest who healed her own cancer and she is here to share her story with us today. Sabine Escuche Schneider is my guest today. Sabine is a certified pharmaceutical representative and a spiritual healer. In her healing work, she uses shamanic techniques and a special coaching technique that enables people to use their feelings consciously in an empowering way. Sabine developed parotid gland cancer in November 2015. In her own words, "With the help of my knowledge, the higher forces, and support of my husband, healers, doctors, and friends, I was able to heal cancer by exclusively natural means. Not taking any conventional measure made it possible for my system to heal the cancer without damaging effects, most importantly for my face." After her own healing experience, Sabine authored a book about natural cancer healing methods and activating self-healing capacities through spiritual healing. This book was written to encourage others to remain calm when they are or a loved one is diagnosed with cancer and remain firmly in their self-responsibility. Welcome, Sabine. It's great to have you in this interview series.
Yes, Sabine. Hello, Evrim.
Hi.
I'm happy to be here.
So, So you healed from cancer by using all the natural means. Could you please tell us more about your cancer? Where was it and what helped you to make that decision to go for only natural cancer healing methods?
Yes, it was a parotid gland cancer on my left side of the face, and there had a sort of bump developed, which was quite frightening after some time, and so I got that diagnosis that this was a cancer. I had two knots on the lymph node on my neck, and it had grown fast, and there was a proliferative growth to the big vessels in the neck. The carotid arteria had been already circulated, so that was the situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, it must have been terrifying. I can't even imagine that. But still, you chose natural methods. I also imagine that, you know, there was so many input from outside. So how did you choose what you chose in terms of healing methods?
Yes, this is a very important stage of such an experience, I think. That's why I wish to point this out, especially that it is not easy to take just the diagnosis and remain calm in this and say, okay, thank you, I will think about it and leave. So, because the conventional doctors tell immediately what they think had to be done about it. It's not as if I would have gotten a recommendation or so, and then they said, we could do this or could do that. No, it was very clear at first operation, but at that stage, I just described now, they also would not, the conventional ones, to perform any operation because it would have been too destructive. So they said themselves, it would have meant you must know that the facial nerve runs through the parotid gland. So by conventional usual means, if the gland had to be removed or so, this would have meant my face would have gone rigid. So I would have been mutilated. And also it was dangerous to do a perform operation when there was so near to the big vessels. But however, so I think they, as I said, they wouldn't want this because it would have to destroy much. But what conventional doctors wanted to do was to do a trial excision and then do radiation and maybe also chemo. And so I really asked for big, big information and said, well, I come again and then please tell me all the pros and cons, the ups, upsides or downsides. And so I found out that a trial excision would only serve to determine dosages of radiation or of chemotherapeutic drugs. And so I said, oh, wait, hang on, wait a minute. So what would radiation serve me or so? And then we find out all about all these side effects, and they couldn't even guarantee me that they wouldn't touch the facial nerve when doing a trial excision. And I said, well, I don't know if I want radiation because there will be burns and spreading and more or less the same risks, risk of being mutilated and losing face and hair and whatever. And to cut a long story short, when I, so maybe this was my luck, when I asked then, well, so what benefit would it be if I did what you are suggesting? And then the doctor said in a very low-key voice, he said, yeah, then you have a chance to survive. And in my mind, every question mark sprang up. What kind of life would that be when I was mutilated maybe, or half dead or whatever, a vegetable? And so I also left this talk conversation thanking him and so on. And so they had nothing to offer in healing, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so that was the point when we considered we had already started natural means and said, no, my body had not done anything to me so far in terms of damaging. It was exerting pressure, which was also very menacing, but everything else had been okay up to that point. And yep. So I decided, no, I will not do have anything damaging done by the knives of the surgeons and maybe radiation or what so on. So that was the way.
I hear what I hear is, I mean, in incredible power that you and responsibility. We talk with so many experts in this interview series that it is incredibly important to engage in decisions and accept the responsibility for our own health. And of course, you know, getting advice and finding the people that we trust is incredibly important. But what I hear is that you engaged incredibly in all the decisions about your health and your healing, and you made your own choice. Thank you for sharing. And what exactly did you do to heal cancer naturally? And how are you today, Sabine?
Yes, first of all, I have to say it was right to decide so. I collected a lot of information, and above all, I really have to stress that this is also the important point, how to start that, to overcome the shock of such a diagnosis. Mm. Even I was in shock, even though I was a pharmaceutical consultant and so used and with so many knowledge I already had, but still to talk it over with friends or my husband, or and then get also advice from alternative expert, not a second and more conventional, but also from the other side, and to have really can be friends, can be relatives, can be family to talk things over with. And so I was lucky to have had a recommendation from my spiritual healer I did sessions with. She recommended a book from Ty Bollinger to me and said, there's a lot of natural means in there. Choose one of them, which you think will help you. And so that was practically the way to the natural healing. And of course, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do? Like, what was the natural healing which worked for you?
It is important to understand in this thing that the natural approach, like Walter Last writes in his book on the cancer, is that we do not destroy the cancer like conventional medicine as an only aim, but we create the surroundings in our own body and help him to do the job by itself. more or less. And this is much work. So what I did is I looked up in the book, what is the, as natural means. It was from A to Z, and I chose actually two of them, which are well described on the internet. This is bitter apricot kernels and Essiac tea. So these were my main methods.
Can you say again, please? I think I lost you there. So you mentioned two main methods.
Bitter apricot kernels and Essiac tea.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So, and so the bitter apricot kernels I found very trustworthy because it was very well explained how they act. They act selectively because, there is different reaction in cancer cells which are destroyed by the substance, and in healthy cells there's another enzyme which creates harmless decomposition, so to speak, so in the metabolism. So this I trusted because of that, because then I knew it would not destroy any healthy cells, and it was quite well described.
Okay, so you followed the doses and the ways to be taken in described as in the book.
Yes, as in the book, and we also found on the internet web pages which described, and then did a bit of research, because I mean in such measures we don't have any package insert. It is much more difficult to find this out. And in one book, in the book from Walter Lust, I found a very good indication. And so we tried it out. I started at first with one or two or three, and then found the right dosage, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When mm-hmm. we had our previous conversations, you actually talked about more things that you did, and I would actually like to mention those as well, if it's okay with you. Like you mentioned things like eating. If you could talk about those things briefly, I think that would be helpful for our listeners who want to make choices and decisions for natural healing.
Yes, so it is a bundle of measures. I would never also say only have one and rely on only one or so. So it was a chosen bundle, which really I thought would be able to help me, and in which I trusted that they would be well tolerable. So also the Essiac tea I found quite effective and well tolerable. And also again, with the name, you have to tune into your body and listen to your body, what it does and how you react and so on. And yes, nutrition is important. I also switched immediately to more strict macrobiotic way of eating. And shortly, this means that simple sugars are feeding cancer cells, because cancer cells have a metabolism switched from oxidation to I think it is fermentation, and they need 20 times more sugar than healthy cells, like the two mentioned authors describe also in the books. So this means when I have simple sugar in my bloodstream, they sort of are able to steal the sugar from the healthy cells. So this is really absolutely important to not eat simple sugars. That means sweets, any kind of sweets. But I also was careful with fructose. I had not more than one or two fruit a day. And what is also important to be able to stay away from sweets is that we have, according to macrobiotic way of life, that we have complex carbohydrates. And complex carbohydrates is cereal, like brown rice, like millet, buckwheat, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this gives us a good energy and a slow, slow, slow blood sugar. So eventually the healthy cells will get the sugar instead of the cancer cells.
Yeah. Great.
And we stay strong enough by it's not so weakening or so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is Yeah, what I also have to point out in this is that the veggies are important. I increased the amount of raw veggies. I had one or two green drinks, the so-called smoothies, but not with fruit, but with maybe one banana or so, but mainly greens, as a green salad. Cooked vegetables, because vegetables are the ones who keep our blood slightly alkaline in the healthy state. And this is important because a cancer needs an acidic environment to grow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was also important to use the nutrition so as to starve the cancer.
All right, great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And you explained everything in your book, right? You wrote a book about your experience. Your story is amazing. Like, you healed from cancer through all natural means, and then you made the decisions by doing your own research. So if someone wants to contact you and get more information, maybe about what you have in the book or specific questions, how can they contact you?
They can contact me through the website.
I will put that website in the email which this interview will go. Thank you for sharing your story and also, you know, your support to anybody who needs help right now, who needs help in terms of making the choices. And also, I just I want to point out, you know, your abilities in supporting them to spiritual healing and feeling. So thank you for willing to share your gift.
Yeah, thank you, Evelyn, for having me in the interview. And I wish all the best and good healing for anybody who needs it.
Thank you. And thanks, everybody, for listening to us. And please contact Sabine if you want to know more, because she definitely has a lot more to share. Thank you. And I will be with you in the next interview. Bye.